19वीं शताब्दी में भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच ब्रिटिश राज के अलावा संबंधों को गहरा करने में एक ठोस योगदान ऑस्ट्रेलियाई पुरुषों और महिलाओं का भी था, जिन्होंने भारत में काफी समय व्यापार, पढ़ाई या ईसाई धर्म की सेवा में बिताया। इन लोगों और इनके द्वारा बताई गई भारत के बारे में कहानियों की वजह से ही ऑस्ट्रेलिया के नागरिकों में वहां के लिए एक धारणा सी बन गई। जितने लोग उतनी कहानियां और उतनी ही धारणाएं। इनमें सबसे पहली गिनती ऑस्ट्रेलियाई धर्म प्रचारकों की है, जो भारत के कोने कोने में अक्सर आया जाया करते थे। एडिलेड स्थित प्रोफेसर मार्गरेट एलन, जिन्होंने साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया से ईसाई धर्म का प्रचार कर रही महिलाओं के बारे में काफी लंबे समय तक शोध किया है, बताती हैं।
So in the late 19th century, there was a lot of interest and concern in religious circles around the Western world, but of course this affected Australia, and they were concerned that there were all these people in India who didn't know about Christianity, and they believed that Christianity was the, you know, the most important religion, and they wanted to convert people. But, you know, a lot of these women were very, very concerned about the position of Indian women, and they felt they were devoting themselves often to Indian women because there was a lot of sort of adverse propaganda or information, maybe some of it wasn't all correct, about child marriage, even about sati, and they felt that they were going there to save and uplift Indian women.
Alan Arnold, जो कि साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया की एक बैप्टिस्ट मिशनरी सोसाइटी में प्रचारक थी, बंगाल के पुबना क्षेत्र में प्रचार और लोगों की मदद के लिए रहने आई। जब यह ऑस्ट्रेलियाई स्त्री धर्म प्रचारक भारत आई, तो बंगाल के दूर दराज के गांव और जंगलों में रह रहे भारतीय ईसाइयों, खास तौर पर यहाँ की महिलाओं से मिलकर बहुत प्रसन्न हुई। उन्होंने देखा कि लोग गरीब पर दिल के बड़े थे। प्रोफेसर एलन के अनुसार, ऑस्ट्रेलियाई और भारतीय महिलाएं ब्रिटिश राज और उसकी साम्राज्यवादी ताकत का शिकार थी, इसलिए एक दूसरे को समझ पाने में गर्मजोशी वाली मेहमान नवाजी की कीमत समझती थी।
These Australian women saw themselves as devoted to the cause of Indian women, and they felt Indian women were downtrodden. Now, whether they were or not is another question, but they felt that they were downtrodden and that they wanted to go and serve and look after them. We might sign our letters, yours faithfully or yours sincerely. They would sign them, yours for the love of Indian women. So that was the cause that they felt motivated their lives. These missionaries, some of them are very, very different from each other. Some of them felt that the Indian people were sort of backward and ignorant and that they had to uplift them. And many of them, as the years went on, came to realize, of course, the great strengths and values of Indian religion and civilization, and saw themselves more as assisting and working with and becoming more friendly. Particularly a woman I looked at quite a lot called Eleanor Rabette, who was actually from Sydney. She ran a girls' school. She was the principal of a United Missionary Girls High School in Calcutta for about at least 30 or 40 years, and she was encouraging girls there to get an education. Some girls, of course, left quite early to get married, and she also saw that she was helping those girls to get life skills. And other girls, of course, went on to University of Kolkata or trained to be teachers and so forth.
यहाँ हमारे लिए यह समझना जरूरी है कि उस समय ज्यादातर धर्म प्रचारक, खासकर महिलाएं, बड़े ऑस्ट्रेलियाई राज्यों या यूरोपीय नगरों से आती थी। साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया के उपनिवेश को शुरुआत हुए कुछ ही समय हुआ था, परंतु इसकी नवीनता या आबादी की लघुता ने यहाँ की महिलाओं के हौसले को कम नहीं किया। वे यहाँ से गए पुरुष धर्म प्रचारक और पादरियों के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर भारतीय महिलाओं के बीच ईसाई धर्म और शिक्षा के बारे में प्रवचन करती नजर आई।
Some of the first Australian women doctors wanted to go to India to help and look after Indian women and children, and so some of them started hospitals or clinics to reach out to Indian women, and some of them also started up schools, and I think many of them were inspired, of course, by the Indian feminist and Christian Pandita Ramabai and her big mission at Mukti, the Mukti mission near Pune, and they wanted to go and work with her, and or certainly they wanted to imitate the great work she'd done there.
और जब यह महिलाएं भारत से धर्म प्रचार के बाद साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया वापस आई, इन्होंने अपने अनुभवों को यहाँ की महिलाओं के साथ बांटना शुरू किया। बस फिर क्या था, जब वे अगली बार बंगाल पहुंची तो अब चार और महिला प्रचारक उनके साथ थी। प्रोफेसर एलन बताती हैं कि साउथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया बैप्टिस्ट मिशन सोसाइटी के इतिहास में इन पांच महिलाओं को प्रभु की पांच जौ की रोटी के नाम से भी जाना जाता है, और इनमें से एक तो व्हाइट ऑस्ट्रेलिया पॉलिसी के विरोध में भी थी जो भारतीयों को ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आने से रोक रही थी।
The idea of the barley loaves comes from a Christian religion, the idea that one time they wanted to have a big feast and there was only five loaves and a couple of fishes, and somehow Jesus Christ multiplied these all so they could feed the many. So there was this idea that these women were like five humble little breads, loaves of bread, who went to India and spread all the good work and the good works. I think one of the most interesting women really is a woman called Marie Gilbert, because after a while she stopped working with the Baptist Missionary Society. She became a freelance, working in Calcutta, working there for 24 or 40 years, and working with students, but also working a lot with Indian women. And she almost became, she identified with the Indian people. So lived very simply, like a sort of poorer Indian person. As she said, she had two saris, one that she wore and, you know, the one that she, you know, had to wash. So she did very few material goods. She didn't take a salary from anybody, and she just lived on the goodwill and help of others. Apparently, when she came back to Australia, at one time somebody paid for her to come back. She wouldn't even sleep in a bed. She was used to sleeping on the ground. She was very critical of the White Australia policy, which came in the early 20th century. And apparently when she came back in 1910 to Australia, she had become so Indian in dress, in habits and in features, and almost in colour, but certainly in sympathy, that the customs office challenged her right of entry into White Australia.
यह महिलाएं ज्यादातर बंगाल और महाराष्ट्र में बैप्टिस्ट अवस्थान में प्रचार और सेवा के काम में व्यस्त रही। इन महिला धर्म प्रचारकों की चिट्ठियों में उस समय की भारत और वहां की महिलाओं का जो चित्र उभरता है वह काफी आकर्षक और असाधारण है। भारतीय महिलाओं को अपने और ब्रिटिश महिलाओं के बराबर तो नहीं देखा जाता था, परंतु उन्हें ज्यादातर हंसमुख और सकारात्मक ही चित्रित किया गया, और इनमें से कई स्त्री प्रचारकों ने तो आम तौर पर प्रचलित धारणा को तोड़ने की भी कोशिश की।
Because sometimes these missionaries contradicted the ideas or the incorrect ideas that some of the Australians had about Indian life. And you know, there was quite a lot of talk at the time of how terrible was the plight of the Indian woman, and that she married at a young age and then she was bullied by her mother-in-law and so forth. And what Marie Gilbert said in 1909 is, though at times one hears of hard mothers-in-law, I must say I've heard of more than I've ever met. I know hundreds of happy daughters-in-law. So I think sometimes in their letters, people like her were giving the message that Indian families were sometimes different from Australian families, but in lots of ways they were very similar. And that Indian life and the concerns of Indian people were very much like those of Australian families.
In South Australiai mahila pracharakon ki kahani sunkar ya unke bare mein padhkar yeh sawal zarur uthta hai ki kya unki Bharat mein dharm prachar ki yatra British samrajya mein apni yogyata aur yogdan ko sabit karne ki hi ek koshish bhar thi, ya fir वह कोशिश थी भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के बीच संबंधों को गहरा करने की।
I think it's important that, you know, sometimes these missionaries were seen as, you know, nowadays we see them as very old-fashioned and very sort of ill-advised, and I think that would be true of many of them. But also many of them also did very interesting work in dispelling the ignorance of the Australian people.